Okay, so if we calibrate various wars, we see the position of truth versus falsehood, and you see what the consequence was to mankind, you see? So you can take all of history, take everything. We even got down to Napoleon at the bottom. So you calibrate the positions of all the people, the positions of all the politicians, the positions of the countries, the positions of the elements that are operating to bring about the consequences. And now, once you see how the game board is set up, the solution is obvious. The reason you can't succeed is you don't know how the game board is set up unless you can calibrate the levels of truth. The Prime Minister of England before World War II went over there with Hitler, they signed a peace treaty. What was his name? I forget. Chamberlain. Okay, he was about 180 or 190, and Hitler was about 80, 78 at the time. Now you're surprised he didn't keep the peace agreement between a guy who was 180 and a guy who was 90? Wow. It's between a meth addict and a heroin dealer. That's real integrity for you. So they had to pull up poor old, what's his name, smoking cigars to save them all, because he was at 5'10". Yeah, well, I think World War II is on another thing. Because see, when you do the Korean War, Vietnam War, Cold War, Gulf War, World War I, we can see Woodrow Wilson at 400, Kaiser Wilhelm at 165. And I thought, just for fun, we'd do the Duke of Wellington versus Napoleon. The Duke of Wellington was 405, and Napoleon was 75. All right, so you don't have to go through the works. You know, when you're an advanced chess player, I used to play chess, and we would see, I said, okay, we were at 12 moves in the end, but we already saw the game. You don't have to push the pieces on the board. Two people, advanced chess players, I said, oh, okay, uh-oh. Yeah, you can go through the motions, but it's unnecessary, because you already see you've lost.